This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, this is Delphina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. We've been busy with a series with the title Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. We're talking about some principles that are required if you want to connect with people. You see, you can be a good talker, a good communicator, or a good connector. And whichever one you choose, that is the level that you're going to take your life to. Either you can just use the right words by being a good talker, or you can use your words right and be a good communicator. Or you can add value to others and in turn will have the value added back to you as a connector. But the thing about connecting is that you got to know that it always requires energy. This is the principle we're talking about today. It says that connecting always requires energy. This series that I'm busy with is based on the book by John Maxwell with the title Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. You see, it doesn't take a lot of energy to say something, but it does take a lot of energy to move someone. And you'll never find good communicators that are low on energy, because just the fact that they're connecting requires that I come to you. Low energy people require you to come to them. You see, it takes energy to do things like remember a name. It takes effort. It takes energy to make someone feel special. It also takes energy to get personal. It takes energy to open your heart and share your mistakes, your failures, successes, lessons you've learned. All of that takes energy because you put effort into a conversation when you get personal. It takes energy to spend extra time with people. Are you willing to spend that extra energy in a conversation? Now, of course, there are times when we have an appointment and we can't just sit and chat with everybody all day long. That is true. But if you find that you never are in a position where you want to put that energy into the conversation, that would mean that you're not going to connect with that person. It's going to limit your connection. You see, connecting requires initiative. It says you go first. Malcolm Bain said, if you wait until you can do everything for everybody instead of something for somebody, you'll end up not doing anything for anybody. Isn't that true? The waiting game. There's a Jewish proverb, and it says, the wise does at once what the fool does at last. Far too often, we wait for the perfect moment just to do something or initiate with others. When it comes to connecting with people, we wait. But the problem is that perfect moment never arrives. Initiating a conversation with someone will often feel awkward. I mean, you offer to help someone, then it means you got to take the risk of rejection. When you give to others, it can lead to misunderstanding. They might think, why are you being so nice to me? What do you want from me? You know, people misinterpret our generosity sometimes. But you just have to learn to get past those feelings of awkwardness, all that insecurity. You got to break through that. The people who connect with others are the ones who go ahead and they do what the rest never quite get around to doing. You see, you got to break through that. It's the ones who break through the awkwardness that end up connecting. The ones who don't connect, it's because they stopped when it felt awkward. We also got to be clear. It takes energy to be clear in our communication. You could ask yourself a question. Am I prepared? I'm going to put this in terms of the business world. There might be some people in the business world today that are listening. You want to be able to connect. You want to know how to connect with people. In the business world, you got to be very clear in what you say. Here is a checklist that John Maxwell uses when he's going to speak. He's a public speaker, so he would have to be prepared if he wants to serve the people well. So he asks himself a few questions. all related to clarity. The first question is integrity. Will I do my best? The next one is expectation. Am I doing what is expected of me? You know, when there's a reason, there's an appointment and there's a purpose for it, they would tell him he's got to speak about a certain subject. Then he would ask himself that question. Am I doing what's expected of me? Do I expect a good outcome? He gets clarity on all these things before he even begins to connect with the people. He asks himself about relevance. Do I understand and relate to the other person? Do I value that person? Am I adding value to that person? Am I providing a solution or a game plan? You know, if there's a problem, your value that you add in the solution is a big key. Am I making a difference? He asks. Now, if you're going to have a conversation in just a casual form, let's say it's not a checklist. Let's say it's just a casual conversation. If you've just got the mindset of, I want to make a difference for this person. I want to add value to them. I want to provide solutions. If a problem comes up, would I be able to provide a solution? Do I understand this person? These are all relational questions that you can ask yourself, and it will help you to be clear in your communication with people when you go in with that mindset. It also takes energy to have patience and to slow down. Now, that sort of sounds like a paradox. It takes patience to slow down. Why do you go too fast when there's no patience? John Maxwell said, I had to learn to be patient. I had to learn that my teaching wasn't expressing my point. My teaching was them understanding my point, which meant that I had to come back and circle the wagon sometimes 6 or 8 times to make sure that they understood what I was trying to convey. You see, when we go too fast, people don't always understand, but it takes energy to re-explain ourselves. It takes energy to do it again. And that is part of connecting. Many will disconnect if they don't understand. They'll just disconnect. We got to be selfless as well in our communicating with people. If we realize the energy that it takes, that'll prepare us better. Selflessness means I must be a giver, and that requires energy. And here is how it requires energy. A connector is a communicator who is primarily a giver instead of a taker. The human spirit can sense this and will feed on a giving spirit always. People can receive all day from a giver, but they tire really quickly from a taker. If communicators speak to us out of a position of need or insecurity or ego or responsibility, they're not actually giving. There are many communicators who speak from one of these taking modes all the time, and they're not even aware of it. The needy person wants praise. They want people to respond and tell them how great they are. That's something the listener must give. The insecure person wants approval and acceptance. Something the listener must give. The egotistical person wants to be lifted up. They want to be made to look like they're superior and just a little bit better than everyone else in the room. Something, once again, the listener must give. Even the person who's motivated by responsibility wants to be recognized and seen as a faithful, loyal worker. Something, once again, the listener must bestow upon him. Can you see how these are all taking modes? They're the purpose that's being done is so that they can receive from the listener. But then there is the giver. This person speaks out of love, grace, gratitude, compassion, passion, out of the overflow of what is in their heart. And these are all giving modes. And the listener doesn't have to give anything. only receive. When we speak out of a giving heart, from a giving mode, that's what we're saying to the listener. We're saying, I'm giving to you. All you have to do is receive. The message then becomes more like a gift. It fills and it renews, it refreshes. And that's why the listener can listen to a giver all day long. That's why they tire from someone who's a taker, because the taker pulls energy out of them, but the giver is always plowing into them energy and value into them. So as you can see, you cannot connect in a selfish or a self-absorbed mode. You cannot be on that side. It's got to be on the giving side. And that requires energy. But now here's the thing. If connecting with people requires so much energy, then it brings me to my next point. We're going to need a lot of stamina for that. And in order to have stamina, you got to learn to recharge. You got to have the habit of recharging from time to time. Lauren Wolfen said, leadership takes, she was speaking of leadership, but it could be in any area of connecting, said, leadership takes an almost bottomless supply of energy. It'll drain you. Therefore, you need to recharge. So how do you recharge your batteries? In the beginning of the series, we spoke about when people connect, that their batteries are being recharged. But if you're the one on the giving side, how do you recharge your batteries? Here are a few ideas that I believe will help you. Firstly, you got to love life. If you love life, you'll have energy. If you're bored with life, you won't have energy. So you got to love your life. You also got to love what you do. If you love what you do, no one will have to tell you to do it. You will automatically want to do it, even when it's difficult. You're willing to do it because you love what you do. Spend time with the important people in your life. Give attention to important relationships. Relationships like your parents, siblings, children, spouse, good friends. These are important relationships, and we need to put energy and effort into those relationships. Those relationships, when we give the time to those relationships, it's like putting effort into it, but we are energized by it, because that is how God created us, for relationships. Wherever possible, hand off draining work that someone else can do for you. So often we can, in a work environment, if you've got someone working with you or under you, and there's work that they can do to help you, hand that over so that you can spend more time on the people that you're working with and not so much on spreadsheets and reports. We need to have those spreadsheets and those reports, but there's more to it than that. If you are a leader in an organization or a manager in a department, even any kind of a supervisor, if you're spending all your time on reports and spreadsheets, then you've missed the plot. Because the minute you are in a position of leadership of any sort, you move from the industry that you're in to the people industry. You are now in the people business, and you are now working with people around you, and you are working to equip and to help and to grow people. And the better your team works together, the more you grow your people, the more productive they will be. Right in the beginning, we said that if we disconnect, it wastes our time. It undermines our productivity. That is why it's so important to hand off work that can be handed off to somebody else. Pay somebody to do it, even. Even in a home environment, pay your children to do chores so that you can give attention to the important matters that build the family and build the home. Another way to recharge your batteries is to be alone sometimes. We all need alone time. Prayer and meditation often go along with being alone. You see, when you're alone, you're listening. When you're alone, you're thinking. When you're alone, you're dreaming. You're meditating. It's a time to pray, and it's a time not just to pray, in a sense, speak to God, but it's also a time to listen. Listen to what He's saying. Listen to what your heart is saying to you. Think about things. This is where innovations and ideas come from. It's when we spend that time alone in a quiet place. And lastly, to recharge your batteries, you need to exercise. There's that word again. It's a four-letter word times two. Exercise. Yes, we all need to exercise. And we need to do fun things. You know, go paragliding. Go ride a boat, you know, on a around the harbor. You know, go do a hike in the mountains. There's so many things we can do. Not everything is expensive. Some things are cheap or even free. We can do things that are fun. Play a game of putt-putt, you know, anything that's fun so that we can have laughter and joy. And exercising is also important because we sit a lot in a lot of our jobs. We are not nearly as active as people were way back then, 2,000 years ago. So we need to find other ways to bring that activity in. And exercise stimulates the brain. It energizes you. It makes you feel tired. You know, it makes you tired when you're exercising. But after that, you are energized. So we need that so that we can have stamina. Because if we don't have stamina, we're not going to feel like connecting with people. We're just going to want to be in our little quiet zone the whole time. And we're never going to want to connect with people because we need energy to connect with people. That's why it's so important to recharge your batteries and have stamina. Remember that if you can connect with people, all your relationships and everything in your life will go to another level. That was the fourth principle today that we are ending off with now. Next week, we have one more principle. Please join me again as I continue with the series. If you want to know more about what I do, you're welcome to check my website, bemadewhole.co.za. There are my books, my blog, my courses that I give. I'm licensed with the John Maxwell team. So you're welcome to check out the courses there. And there's a contact form. Please contact me. I'd like to hear from you. And please join me next week as we continue with Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.